Mars rover Spirit recently reached a spot scientists hope will give clues into the planet's past, including whether water laid down its layers of rock. Some at NASA hope a human mission to Mars will follow the rover's success. And a few scientists are already planning for ways to feed those first explorers. Tony Gantzer of member station KJZZ in Phoenix reports on breakthroughs that could provide fresh greens on the red planet.
This is a truly anomalous formation. It's unlike anything that we've seen so far. We're trying not to go too nuts up here, but we think there's a good chance that this could be water. Of course, if that's correct, then we may have found the key to permanent human colonization.
The movie Mission to Mars was not a box office breaker when it was released in 2000, but some of the film's concepts really jived with the interests of University of Arizona professor Gene Giacomelli. In the movie, a team of scientists create a greenhouse that provides everything you would need to survive in space. Plants provide oxygen, reuse carbon dioxide, reuse wastewater, and offer fresh foods for a weary space team. Giacomelli's hopes are to build a self-sustaining greenhouse on Mars.
The best thing about that movie is that it may have awoken a lot of people about the potential of what can be done. But the concept of recycling has been around for a long time, of course.
Giacomelli specializes in a science called hydroponics. Hydroponics utilizes a system of plastic tubing to inject water right to a plant's root structure and then allows unused water to be recycled. Giacomelli uses hydroponics and high-intensity light to create a closed and controlled environment inside a massive white greenhouse tent locked away inside a barn. The greenhouse looks like it should be on Mars. The tent's white outer fabric glows with ultra-bright light. Tomato and potato plants hang from the ceiling, held in place by a piece of string. But there is no soil here. This is another benefit of the hydroponic science. Because the plastic tubing system gives the plants exactly what they need, soil isn't needed. Instead, Giacomelli uses two alternatives. For tomato plants, he uses a neutral substance to simply hold the roots in place. The substance could be either the outer part of a coconut shell or anything else inert. For potatoes, he uses a small pouch that the potatoes will grow right into.
The plants know what to do. You give them the sufficient amount of light energy and they take it away. I don't want to make it sound like it's trivial. What you're seeing here with these artificial lights is a very unique one, and this is a design of Phil Sadler, which uses a water jacket with cooling water that surrounds the bulb.
The water-encased light bulb was a breakthrough for the Sadler-Giacomelli team. It allowed thousands of watts to rest only inches from the tops of plants without scorching the fragile foliage. The bulbs look almost like a fluorescent light. They are visually brilliant and encased by plastic and have allowed the greenhouse to remain relatively small, self-contained, and portable. Phil Sadler is an Arizona machinist who builds all the parts for the artificial greenhouses. His work pioneered the efforts to bring fresh produce to Antarctic communities.
After I graduated from college, I went to Antarctica and I worked as a heavy equipment operator there. The winter over, people were complaining they're isolated. There's no flights in or out for half the year, and they started complaining about no freshies. So I organized a volunteer crew, and we built a greenhouse at McMurdo and then later one at South Pole Station.
Sadler and Giacomelli teamed up and won the bid to build a new station at the South Pole. But it didn't take long for thoughts to drift to NASA and to Mars. Professor Giacomelli says his system would allow space travelers to grow their own food instead of having to bring it along on the voyage, making them much more self-sufficient.
NASA has the interest to get off the Earth and produce food for people. That's what we're trying to do, both on Earth and off the Earth, using controlled environments and using hydroponics. So they know who we are. We talk to them as much as we can. We make friends.
NASA tapped Giacomelli and Sadler earlier this month to create the system for Mars growing. So far, they've received $30,000 for production of the water-encased light bulb and have signed a multi-year contract for further research. So it's looking up from here. For Living on Earth, I'm Tony Ganser.
Okay, we're ready to light this candle.
Let's go to Mars.
just ahead, Eulogy for a Lost Mountain.